We have been entrusted with a bunch of assets that are going to completely lose value one day. It's like if you were a northerner living in the South during the Civil War and you knew that ultimately the North was going to win the war, what would you do with the Confederate money that's in your possession? Well, if you're smart, you got to have Confederate money living under the Confederacy. You have enough just, you know, to take care of things. You got to eat and have a place to live and all of that. But if you're smart, you're going to buy up the currency that is going to last once the war is over. So transfer your assets. Otherwise, you end up with these huge chests of Confederate money that once the war is over have no value. Do you see the analogy in terms of treasures on earth and treasures in heaven? God has a kingdom currency. So here we are. We are God's FedEx guys and FedEx gals. This is our role. Now, the FedEx guy comes pretty frequently to our house because I got manuscripts going back and forth with publishers and covers and different things to look at. So these FedEx guys come, and UPS guys, whatever, they come. Now, what would you think if I found out that the FedEx guy all this time has been taking these packages that we give him, and he's been taking them home and keeping them? And then I find this out, and I confront the FedEx guy with this. And by the way, my wife was telling me last week there was a deal where a FedEx guy was really involved in a situation like I just described. But he'd been keeping that stuff all this time. Now, what would I do? I look at this guy, and I say to him, what are you doing taking these packages home and keeping them? Now, suppose the FedEx guy looks at me and says, well, if you didn't want me to keep those packages, why did you give them to me in the first place? And I look at him and I say, you're the FedEx guy. Your job is not to keep the package. Your job is to get the package where it needs to go. Now, people, what makes us think that just because God has given us all of this abundance, that we're supposed to keep it? We're God's FedEx guys. We're supposed to get it into the hands of those who need it. Yes, we keep enough to take care of ourselves. Yes, God generously provides. But we've got to change our mentality. Acts 20:35, remembering the words Lord Jesus himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Or as the message puts it, keep remembering that our master said, you're far happier giving than getting.